أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. According to the Hanafi school, Imam Azam is that the khutbah has to be in Arabic. And according to other school of thought, it says that khutbah can be in the language of the people what they can understand. And for that reason, I will, inshallah, mixing English and Arabic in the khutbah of Jum'ah after the Adhan. It's no problem. Because many people will not understand Arabic except me and the Imam and Haj Bashir, Sheikh Bashir. That's yes. And so they will not get any benefit. Now we see in around the world, in Muslim countries, mostly they mix now because people will never understand, especially in the United States. You speak to them Arabic, Pakistani, don't know Arabic. Indian don't know Arabic. Malaysian don't know Arabic. And who else? American don't know Arabic. And that's why it's nearly coming in 4 minutes, isn't it?
Yeah,
10 minutes. 10
minutes more? 10 minutes more, after the Azan and Sunnah, and then the Arabic.
Arabic. I'm going to mix it with English. Alhamdulillah that we have some guests from the Kurdistan TV, and they are today taping here. They went to different mosques in America. And alhamdulillah, they ended up in Ahl Sunnah or Jama'ah mosque before going might be to a Wahhabi mosque, we don't know. But, and they are going to broadcast about Muslims in America for their, in their country, for all the Muslims in their countries. And we have to show them that how much Islam is growing, alhamdulillah, in the West. To find mosques around villages never happened before. And today you can find mosques in villages. I don't want to say Yuba City is a village, but it's a city, but alhamdulillah, we are finding mosques, not only one mosque, but in every corner there are mosques. And these mosques are alhamdulillah bringing back the tradition of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, which it is going to be tomorrow in a big event. And it was a big event on the 17th, I think. Demonstration?
11.
The 11th. And alhamdulillah, around everywhere, every corner today, we are seeing people remembering the birth of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdhalus salatu wassalam. And mosques are increasing. In every street, you are going to see a mosque in America, inshallah, in the future. And you are going to see all this love to Shaitan is dropping and love to Rahman is increasing. And let us go back to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdhalu salatu wa sallam, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you have to obey. أَطِيعُوا اللَّهِ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولِ
سُبْحَانَ
اللَّهِ بِشَكْرِ. And إطاعة الرسول, as I was describing before, it's not by words. is by action. And by action means by every, if you really love someone, you become like a shadow to that person. If a wife loves her husband, she becomes like a shadow. And if a husband loves his wife, he becomes like a shadow. Is that? Real love is what we express in Arabic maqam al-fana. The level and the state of annihilation. And even Ibn Taymiyyah, who is the teacher of the Salafi school in the 7th century, he wrote a book, and in his book, Fatawa Ibn Taymiyyah al-Kubra, in volume 2, he said that two persons, he was describing the love of Allah and love of Prophet, and he is describing maqam al-fana, the state of annihilation. He said there were two people making wudu at the border of the river or the ocean or the sea. And he's explaining. And suddenly, one of them, his feet slipped and fall into the ocean. And that person begins to drown. Immediately, his friend doesn't know how to swim, jumped in the water. And the one who is drowning, is drowning, and the one who jumped, so both of them now, they are struggling. So he said to him, why you have thrown yourself into sight, into the ocean? He said, is there me and you? There is no me and you. We are never in Allah's way. What you felt, I felt. You are feeling drowning, I'm feeling drowning, so I throw myself. That's why annihilation is a level of leaving yourself behind and opening yourself to a new life. Life of what? Life of spirituality, of heavenly message. Now many people look at your hands. You have, some people have 18 here in Arabic, and on the left side is 81, is that? People are sometimes questioning, well, this is 18, this is 81, and if you add them, it's 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the attributes. Anyone open his hand? You have 118 and 111. It's either most of the people is 81 and 18, and some there are 111. And we describe this later. What's the meaning of 111? So 18 and 81, most people they have that. It gives 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Means everyone was dumped before he came to dunya through the life of his spirit in the ocean of annihilation. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dressed him with his attribute. He dressed him from that, from this nice smell of these attributes, from this love, Allah's love. He dressed his creation. And that's why you see all of them, they are enjoying that ocean, and that ocean sign is on their hands. Most of people. Means we were in that ocean, feeling each other as one. In dunya we came, we begin to separate. And that's what Hadith al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لأن الأرواح جنود مجنن. من تعارف منها اقتلها. Spirits are like army. Like army together. Those who know each other means those who were in that ocean of annihilation, that ocean of maqam al-fana, they know each other. They come to tell us that we come together in dunya. And that's why you see all, most of the people come together under the banner of Islam. And don't they hate each other? They are not in that ocean, same ocean. They split, they separate. But at that time, they were all together in that ocean. O Muslims, O Muslims, that is the state that Prophet ﷺ wanted for his ummah to reach. The only one that reached that level in dunya, not in paradise, in paradise we described when the spirits were created, they were in that ocean. But in dunya, the only one that Allah raised him to that level perfectly is Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the night of Isra and Mi'raj. That night of Isra and Mi'raj, Allah brought Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to a level that no one was there. And there are some narration says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a revelation to Prophet, an inspiration to Prophet, that described, and he says, Prophet, لا يصفك الله صفوان. No one can describe you in Arabic. So how Prophet, that famous dua and that famous hadith of Prophet ﷺ, how Prophet said, لا يصفك الواصفون, when he was being asked, means Allah has gave Prophet an opportunity in that night of Isra and Mi'raj to see him. And that's why one big imam of Egypt, Mutawalli Sha'rawi, he's very famous, he passed now, might be 5 years ago he passed. He said that Prophet ﷺ, he is considered a marja, a reference for Islam, Islamic scholars. He said that Prophet ﷺ saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of Isra al Mi'raj بِرَأْسِ عَيْنِهِ بِعَيْنَيْ رَأْسِهِ with the eyes of his head. Means physically he saw that. And he said, whoever denies it, he is not respecting and knowing the level of Sayyidina Muhammad. And he wrote a book. No one can deny that from the Muslim world. Because they consider Mutawalli Sha'rawi the biggest one. So if Prophet was describing and Allah asked, describe me, speak, say about me, he said, La yasifuqa al-wasifun, no one can describe you. Means Prophet saw something that he cannot describe by this language, by the language of his mouth. He can describe by the language of his heart. That is maqam al-fana. And that's why in Holy Quran, from beginning to end, you never see Prophet ﷺ ask one question. Because he was fully in submission in Maqam al-Fana. Maqam al-Fana is means the full submission in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will. If you look at other prophets, you would see full of questions and Allah is answering. They ask questions and Allah is answering. Because they didn't reach the level that Sayyidina Muhammad reached. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. And may Allah bless us And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala support us. بحرمة الحبيب وحرمة الفاتح. Sorry we have came late because of too much stuff. But in any case, sure. So what you have decided for Jum'ah, Arabic or Arabic and English? What you want, Arabic or Arabic and English? We'll speak with the bishop.
Allahu Akbar, Allah.